So many times I've traveled in larger cities and, of course, live in the inner city of Chicago. And this morning I came out the back door of our building to take out a load of garbage. And as I was coming back, I noticed the ever-present fire escapes. You see them everywhere. You see them even in medium-sized towns where there are some sort of high-rise buildings, maybe four, five, six stories or higher. And in larger cities where there are many, many buildings like that, you see them everywhere. From very, very early in the last century, and even before that, there were various forms of fire escapes and ladders. Of course, you can buy at many of the home improvement centers different forms of ladders that kind of collapse and expand. And, you know, there's all sorts of that sort of thing, but also built-in major fire escapes like you see in the photo on my blog here. And I think to myself, you know, on one hand, they're kind of ugly and, you know, whatever. You drive down an alleyway or alongside of a building on a street and you turn the corner and there's this big honking fire escape that goes up and down alongside the outside of a building and the hassle of inspections to make sure that they work properly and that they aren't rusted out or, you know, something might go wrong in a case of an emergency where they actually have to be used. But the thing that I notice is that, of course, you know, the obvious, what happens if there's a fire and there's no fire escape? What happens if there's no way out? And unfortunately, a lot of people in this world feel like they're stuck in the middle of a fire and there's no escape. The Bible says that in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that God doesn't allow us to be tempted beyond that which we're able, but with every temptation we'll make a way of escape, that we'd be able to bear it, that we'd be able to make it through without failing and falling. Look, I fail, I fall all the time. Every one of us sins with our thoughts, with our eyes, with our choices, with what we eat or whether or not we exercise as we should, whether we're getting the amount of rest we ought to, stewardship of our bodies, stewardship of our families, of our relationships, stewardship of our earth. There's so many ways that that we end up causing the sparks or contributing to the fires that get set. Whether you're talking about Christians within a local church or within a denomination or an association of churches, whether you're talking about taking various positions in terms of politics, whether it's in our case in this country in the U.S., local or state, citywide, state, back to the county, a smaller portion of politics, and or the nation. And, of course, world affairs. In our case, the U.S. influences and affects a lot of folks. Sometimes I wonder if we started the fire or if somebody else did or if it's 40, 60, 60, 40 or whatever. How did the fire come to be and, you know, what do we do to put it out? One of the things I've mentioned to people for many, many years here in the community, we live in an intentional community in Jesus People, and guys will come to me often because I'm on the pastoral team. They'll ask for prayer, for a bit of advice or input, help with some area of struggle in their life, temptation, sin, just some problem that they're going through. And so I'll bring them back to the Bible. What does the Scripture say? What does God say? You know, what do we see in the words of Jesus in the Gospels? What about the writers of the New Testament, Peter and Paul, so on? How about the book of James? What about the Old Testament and the Psalms and the Proverbs and the wisdom there? How do we put the fire out? How can we find, in terms of detail, escape? Can we make a way of escape? Do we have an escape plan if a fire starts? You know, do we think ahead? What if somebody comes up and offers you something that you shouldn't be doing, that you shouldn't be taking, that you shouldn't be involved with? How do you respond to those sort of things? Are you thinking ahead and planning ahead? And what I've often mentioned to people in the house, and I've had to face my own failings, even in taking my own advice sometimes, is in some ways living in an intentional Christian community as I do, and as so many of us do here at Jesus People in Chicago, it's kind of like being in a house full of firemen, and you wake up in the night, or you come out of some sort of a dark situation, and you realize that in the middle of it, the place is on fire. And you're in a house full of firemen, and all you have to do is shout out, raise the alarm, you know, knock on your neighbor's door. Or if you're single and you're living in a dorm, ask your brother. If you're a lady, ask your sister. If you're a couple, get a hold of another married couple and ask for advice, for input, get prayer. Look, we're going through this or that with our kids, or this or that in our personal lives, or in our marriage, or this relationship or that. Get with people that are not themselves right in the middle of the same mess. Obviously, you see people long enough, you get close enough to them, you realize, hey, they've made some good changes. They are more mature than I am. They've made it down the road further, and they've lived a bit longer, and maybe they've got some help, helpful hints and ideas that I could make use of that would help put the fire out in my life. So sometimes it seems like we're in a house full of firemen, and there'd be an individual here or there that I would say, man, you live in a house full of firemen, but you never let anybody know that there's smoke. You never let anybody know that there's nothing's lit up, you know, and you don't have to live like this. And the truth of the matter is, living in a tight and close-knit community, no matter how you want to interpret the term community, that's what it's all about. There are fire escapes all over the place. You may not always like them, but sometimes those are the very relationships that'll save your life. Something to think about. Thanks for stopping by. This is Glenn Kaiser saying bye for now.